tonight? Charlie, how much did you hear the new voice in the room tonight?
A lot. It was good, though. It's the only way to get acclimated, I think, especially in his position and our position, both ways, to get familiar with him in such a short amount of time. It's a quick turnaround to play. Really no time to spare. So you want to learn about each other as quickly as you can and what he expects of us and the other way around. So it's always nice when it goes your way, you get the win right away and everyone feels good, and then you move forward, learn some things, and we go on to the next one.
Do you feel like the message sunk in right away, or is that going to take a couple games?
I think it did for the most part. Like, I think that's a great example of what we talked about, but there's some things in that where we keep getting better. It's never a perfect game. No one plays a perfect game for the most part. So that's got to be our mindset, though. No matter what, we win, lose, we got to learn, get better each day. And whatever Bones expects from us, we'll take that to heart. And if it's harsh or if it's just communication, whatever it is, like, we'll get to learn from it and move on. So that's how you win in this league, and that's how you get better as a team.
Charlie, different voice, but was there a different message or a different feel in the third period specifically?
Hard to say, you know. Like, I just think, you know, after everything yesterday, it's a tough day for everyone, and it's a kick in the butt for everyone too. You want to make the most of it, and yeah, we played a solid game for the most part. They score a couple, we score a couple. Been in this position a lot of times this year. And then we keep, you know, there's just positive talk in between periods on the bench during the game to keep going, and we get that goal with a minute 30 left, I think, and that's doesn't always happen like that, but I think it's a great thing that it happened that way, just because you get rewarded for playing the right way for the most part, and you make it happen, and then we keep going and we close it out and get another one at the end, so. Puts everyone in a good mood right off the bat after a tough day yesterday, but again, take our next best step forward. That's all you can do.
In a weird way, kind of building off that, a couple leads disappeared just like the rest of the year that has frustrated you so far, but this time it didn't lead to a loss. You didn't lose any points. You got the two. I don't want to say it's fitting, but like, is it How good is it to just kind of feel like, hey, that didn't happen?
Well, that's what you want. That's what you work towards, you know. And everyone's pretty good in this league. Like, anyone can be beaten on any given night. That's how it is. It doesn't matter if we score three off the bat, they score three at the end, or vice versa. You gotta reset after every shift, no matter what happens. Look at what's in front of you. What's the next best step? It's a 3-3 hockey game, or whatever it was, 2-2, 3-3. It's like, hey, we're in a game. Like, let's go. Let's get the next one and keep playing the same way, be detailed in our game, and just trust that it's going to pay off. And more times than not, it will. It's usually that first team to break away from their game plan or being detailed. It takes one turnover, and that could be the difference. So just to have that mindset and to trust it and have that belief, it's huge, and we got to keep building that.
So were you able to play, like, Bonus's system tonight, or you haven't had any time for full practice even? Is that, like, what is going to be new? Is that still yet to be taught to you, maybe starting tomorrow? You know what I mean?
Maybe. Yeah, no, it's a good question. There are some minor changes that we've made on certain scenarios, or whether it's face-offs, like little things like that we can kind of change right away without changing too much, because it's hard to change a lot right away when you have a pregame skate, you know? So if he has more that we can kind of incorporate as we go, little by little, maybe that's the way. Or maybe he likes the way we play right now. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know,
right.
We're one for one. So,
right.
But we'll be ready for anything, and then we can adjust and get some reps in practice.
Are there moments in a game like this, it's his first game with you guys, where he's able to talk to you, like, when you come back to the bench, hey, we want to do this way or that? Does that even happen, or is it just going too fast?
No. There was a lot of that tonight. Yeah, mostly positive stuff. Some slight criticism when, you know, maybe you gotta make a different play or get the puck in deep and things like that you have to address right away and move on. And it's good stuff that we need. Any team needs that. So he's talking all the time. I think it's almost rare when he's not talking, you know. So, but it's a good thing, and we need that right now. And it's good to have a positive voice in him, and someone who has that much experience and knows, you trust it right away. It's a good first day of work.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.